Light beer, dark money. Agree on something. Politics, culture, and the intersection of faith, freedom, and free enterprise. And now, live from the Star Worldwide Network studios, here are your hosts, Light Beer Chris Clements and Dark Money Sean Noble.
Welcome back to another episode of Light Beer Dark Money. I'm Sean Noble.
And I am Chris Clements.
And we have seen the most horrific attack on Israel that almost in our lifetimes. I guess this is the most horrific, at least since 1973, the Yom Kippur War.
Well, what they are saying, and what you know, what many my Jewish friends are saying, this is in line with the Holocaust.
Wow.
This is this is genocidal. Massacre.
Yeah, and the numbers.
And I'm wearing white and blue today in honor of my Jewish friends. And I've been to Israel, and I have very pointed opinions on
what is
happening there.
I'm sure. You do.
And it's just unbelievable. The images.
Yeah.
That Hamas is broadcasting to the world. Well, this is who we are. We are genocidal maniacs.
And the insanity of some in the media who are basically saying, oh, no, that's not really happening.
Even John Kirby, you know, Pentagon's spokesperson or whatever John is at this moment around, you know, Rear Admiral John Kirby broke down when describing some of the horrific things that have happened.
Well, and look, let's cut right to the chase. Yeah. Let's do credit where credit is due. While Biden's statement, his speech, came a day late, it was pretty damn strong. And I think it drives a wedge where the Democrat left, kind of the hard left of the Democrat Party is on this issue, which happens to be sympathizing more with Hamas, or at least with Palestine. And I think it was very different than what most people probably expected. And I think it puts a lot of the hard left in a quandary.
I think you're right on that point. I think, unfortunately, I think the criticism of the speech is correct as well. And that is, there was no mention of Iran, who is absolutely complicit in helping Hamas
100%.
And Hezbollah plan an open genocidal war against Israel and against the Jews.
Well, in the way
that- and to not bring up Iran. I mean, essentially, when you think about it, let's just call a spade a spade. We have been at war with Iran now in a proxy sense since the taking of the hostages in 1979.
Right.
And we have refused to admit it. And instead, we placate, we play these games, and until our military and our politicians actually will say the words, we are at war with Iran.
I mean, it
not the people of Iran
with the leadership, and the same with Palestine with Hamas. Hamas is they're a terrorist organization who is putting the Palestinian people in harm's way because of the way that they're acting. Well, I mean, this is outrageous because they are funded by Iran. I think obviously the reason that Biden didn't mention Iran is because of the reopen of the Iran deal. I think the way that he can solve that problem is to immediately refreeze the $6 billion.
Which he's refusing to do.
Well, they don't know if he's refused yet. I mean, I think that, so our good friend and Congressman David Schweikert has drafted legislation to do that. Mitch McConnell and there's a Democrat senator on the Senate side have drafted a resolution to freeze that.
It's taking Congress to act as a sense of outrage to make sure that the president gets the message.
He should just do it. It shouldn't take Congress pushing it.
But the problem is this president is feckless, gutless. He's a coward. And so much of this, of what is happening today, you can trace back to the botched withdrawal in Afghanistan, leaving $80 billion of weaponry there, which is invariably is now in the hands of Hamas and Hezbollah.
Well, some of it,
everybody
sure.
else, for I sure. Mean,
but and it goes back
the
even 13 further.
Americans who died there. And how many Americans have died in the last over this? 22, now 26. It keeps going
and we
up.
Don't,
and the hostages that are there.
Right, we don't know about the hostages.
I mean, when he made the comment, you know, it's to those, you know, countries or organizations who are thinking of acting or getting involved, don't. I've got one word. I thought he would actually say three words because that's just sort of what he does. You know, don't do it or something right. like that. You know, he is not an actor. You know, he does not act upon threats. Here's a president who is against the taking out of Osama bin yeah. Laden. Vehemently argued within the Obama administration against it.
Right.
Now, one thing that Obama did well within his administration in terms of taking on terrorists, he killed a lot of them.
Yeah.
Drone strikes, a lot of them. And then Trump, to his credit, finished ISIS off.
Yeah.
What's going to happen now in the next couple of days?
Well, it's going to be more than a couple of days because yeah. it's now...
It's a month.
I mean,
or
it's you've got
or three.
Israeli troops going, you know, into Gaza to, one, try to get the hostages back, but two, to root out Hamas. And I believe that it is time for Hamas as a terrorist organization to be wiped off the face of the earth. That's not to say we should destroy Palestine. We're talking about Hamas. And again, the innocent civilians in Palestine who are going to be impacted by this is Hamas's fault. They were the aggressors on this. And all this garbage about the Israel being colonist and, you know, what the left leans in on. And frankly, some Republicans have started to talk like, you know, the isolationist wing of our party who can't possibly be called conservative because they don't believe in freedom, apparently, and self-determination. You know, this is an area, and the problem is that most people don't have an appreciation of what we're talking about.
Yeah, well, that's
from
true.
From the thousands of years of history. And I don't even know it all. Well, I don't even know a fraction of it. All I know is that that piece of land has never been anyone's actual piece of land for the last 5,000 years. I mean, there's been temporary people. I mean, you had the Jews, and then the Egyptians took them. And then they, you know, Moses led them out of Egypt and went back to the promised land, but he couldn't go in because he was, you know, and then the Babylonians and the Assyrians and Babylonians. And I mean, it goes on and on and on. And finally, in 1948, the Jews were given some land back that was theirs 5,000 years ago. And
well, even earlier than that. I mean, even as early as 135, you know, CE AD, when a Roman governor took them out because they were revolting so much, and then renamed that area Palestine. Palestine has never been a state. There's never been a state of Palestine.
No.
It's kind of this myth that since 1948. The terrorists, the Palestinian Authority and the rest, have propagated to prop up this idea that they've been displaced now, which they haven't been. You know, the West Bank, Gaza Strip, you know, the Israelis abandoned Gaza back in 2004, 2005. There hasn't been an ounce of Israeli governance in that area since that time. Hamas has completely controlled that area right. since that time. They act as emperors. They act as Nazi.
Well, I mean,
you know,
but the thing, I mean,
and so I'm wearing, you know, I'm wearing this shirt and I've got my ring that I got in Israel that actually has Christian scripture in it in Hebrew, which it says it's from John 15:5, for apart from me, you can do nothing, which is one of the most radical things Jesus said. But Jesus, you know, said he was God and was God. So apart from God, we can do nothing. And that's certainly the case in what we're seeing right now. Yeah. We just need to pray for peace in Jerusalem.
Absolutely. I mean, the problem is that the leader of Hamas is, you know, he gave a speech, put out a video a few days ago, and he has called on all of the Islam world to essentially do a jihad against anyone, any Jew and any Christian. He wants to make it all the entirety of the earth an Islamic state. And, you know, there is my concern is that this is not going to end. That you know, Hezbollah is now, because Iran's behind all this.
Yeah, they've got their drones, they've got their military, they're much more powerful than even Hamas.
There's going to be targets against Jews and Christians and Americans and Westerners all across the Middle East. It's going to get into Europe.
And all across
Europe. It's going to be here.
Oh.
I just have no doubt in my mind that we're going to have some attacks here that are going to terrify people. Because if what was happening in Israel the last few days happened here, people would lose their shit. I mean,
well, Ben Shapiro,
because we don't have any idea.
Who I've been listening to throughout this, and I think his perspective is actually one of the best perspectives. What he has done is he's put on, and I would ask everybody, go look at what Shapiro has been posting, on the Daily Wire, what he's been doing in terms of posting the Hamas atrocities. But one thing that he's brought up very consistently is that, and to your point, which I think is an excellent one, they're not just coming for the Jews. They're coming for the Christians as well. And they state that in their literature. They state that on their flags, that we will destroy those who worship on Saturday, the Jews, and then we will destroy those who worship on Sunday, the Christians.
When do they worship?
So,
when does Islam worship? Do they have a day?
I don't know.
They may have a holy day, right?
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know.
But this is radical Islam. Let's be clear.
Right. No, this isn't.
These are radicalized elements who want to wipe Israel off the face of the earth, and they want to wipe Christendom off the face of the earth. Make no mistake. And this is the war we've been fighting now for literally decades and decades and decades.
Yeah.
If not centuries. I mean, if you really want to get historical about it.
It has been centuries. I mean, it is because this place is a holy place for three gigantic denominations. I mean, it's obviously extremely sacred to Judaism. It's extremely sacred to Christianity because Christianity is an extension of Judaism.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, Jesus was.
We are grafted in to the promises of Judaism.
It is, you know, and
through the blood of Jesus Christ,
and,
of course.
You know, we know that God told Abraham he was going to scatter the house of Israel, and then they were going to have to, you know, so now they've come back. There's a place for them in their promised land. But it's also a very holy place for Islam.
And the vast majority of people in Israel, both Arabs and Jews, Christians, or a smaller minority, Israel's a wonderful place.
Yeah.
And the fact that you have, the fact that you have the Palestinian Authority over the West Bank, and if you go into the West Bank, it's almost completely impoverished. We did some touring in there when we were in Israel several years ago. The per capita income of people in the West Bank, $2,000.
That's horrific.
You know, the per capita income of Arabs living in Israel, $60,000.
Yeah.
So they can complain about Israel, but they're not going to leave.
Well,
they're represented in the legislature as well.
Well, in the PLO and Hamas have siphoned. I mean, all you have to know is that the leadership of Hamas is living in Qatar.
He's living in Qatar.
Right? In a mansion in Qatar.
Yeah, I heard that today. I'm like, of course.
He's not even there.
Qatar is the country that we gave the $6 billion to hold on for Iran.
Yeah.
You know? And what a lot of people are saying now, the reason that this is happening is because of you know, the peace process that has gone forth within the Middle East between Israel and its neighbors, between Israel and Egypt, between Israel and what was going to happen between Israel and Saudi Arabia.
Right.
And that creates an untenable situation for Iran.
Yeah. Well, and so make no mistake that you have Iran as an active player. You have Russia, who is supporting Iran in
absolutely
this because Russia needs Iran's drones to do what they're doing in Ukraine. And then you've got China standing there going, hey, guys, keep doing this. We're loving it.
Yeah, because we're building up to invade Taiwan.
Yeah. I mean, this is serious shit, man. I mean, this could escalate very
quickly into a broader conflict, which could escalate into World War III.
Yeah.
Make no mistake. We've never had a conflict on our shores within the boundaries of the United States. It will be here.
There's no question it'll be here.
Especially if you have radical Islamic elements, which are coming into our southern border
right now.
Go look at, you know, the massive amounts of people from Syria and Lebanon and Afghanistan and men. What are they doing here?
Yeah.
What? No. I mean, the fact that we would dismiss sleeper cells in our communities is outrageous.
It is. It's almost as if we've forgotten 9/11.
Oh, we forgot 9/11 the next day.
It's,
you know,
really
the
bad.
Best. One of the best days of America was 9/12, because it was one of the days we came together as a country,
completely unified.
And we understood who the enemy was. And George Bush, to his credit, did an excellent job of outlining who the enemy was.
Right.
And we have forgotten that.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, we became blinded by this idea that we can go into Afghanistan or we can go into Iraq.
Iraq was
nation build and change nomadic culture, Islamic culture, to our way of thinking.
Yeah.
You know, to get them to think that, you know, iPhones and pornography is just the way to go. Woo! What a great part of the Western culture.
Yeah.
And that's something that they obviously rejected, and that should never have been, you know, the crux of our policy there. And unfortunately, it was.
Right.
And it was rejected, and soundly so.
Yeah.
But this idea that we can take Western values. The vast majority of the Judeo-Christian parts of which are just and good and should be promoted, but that we can infuse those into cultures that were so foreign and nothing we do will change that is just naive.
Yeah.
You know, we have a lot of naive people in this country protesting in college campuses right now who believe that Hamas is just a peaceful organization.
It's
bent on trying to protect its people when it's actually sheltering its people and using them as human.
They're using they put their headquarters in the hospital. I mean, these are challenges that
and beheading children,
yes,
and babies and taking and burning
and news organizations, kibbutz, reporters saying, oh, that's not actually happening.
Oh yeah, right.
I mean,
kudos to Joe Biden for saying, no, I've seen it.
Yeah.
And it is evil.
Right.
You know, Al Mohler, who does a great podcast called The Briefing, and I listen to it every morning. He's part of the Southern Baptist Convention and Boys College. And he talked about this idea of evil that a lot of people don't like to say it because it's such a big word.
Right.
And it actually delineates that in order to have evil, you have to have good.
Yeah.
There's ultimate good and ultimate evil. And in order to be able to say that, then there's a God and there's an enemy.
Mm-hmm.
And these people are being inspired by Satan himself.
Yeah. And I mean, what's very frustrating for me is to watch so-called conservatives, so-called Republicans, being critical of Israel, you know, talking points that sound more like the Squad and you know, this leftist drivel coming out of Harvard student organizations.
And Columbia and Berkeley and Stanford
and
the rest
of them.
And then
BLM standing, you know, we stand proud with our
BLM, that wasn't really surprising because they are a Marxist, you know, terrorist organization just in our own borders.
Well, it exposes where their true ideology is.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, if anybody needed, you know, a reminder of what they are.
But some people do. Some people don't know that they're
a Marxist terrorist grifting organization
They didn't look at all the riots.
And now people are waking up going, oh, I didn't know. It's like, oh my gosh.
They've been trashing cities across the country for the last 2 years.
And there's an election year coming up, so they'll be back. Yeah. You never hear from them unless there's an election year.
And, you know, I don't know.
I'm just appalled at, you know, but the Band-Aid is maybe hopefully being ripped off of, you know, what's interesting about what happened at Harvard, the 30-something groups that signed this letter, you know, in support of Hamas, you know, now all these CEOs are asking for the names of those students so they don't hire them.
And there was
like 17 groups are like saying, oh, we didn't mean to do this.
Well, in this
now that the capitalist system is calling and they want their money back.
There was the summer associate at one of the law firms. I can't remember what the name of it was. I think it's Winston Strawn. She made some outrageous comments, and they're like, "Yep, we've rescinded your offer of coming to work here."
Yeah,
good for them. I mean, yeah, absolutely.
These are big New York firms who a lot of their clients are Jewish.
Well, a lot of their partners are Jewish.
Yeah, a lot of their partners are Jewish, too. It's like, way to go.
The other one that just mystifies me is Charlie Kirk and TPUSA. They've got people out there saying really stupid stuff.
The only thing I've seen from Charlie, who I kind of, you know... Whatever. The only thing I've seen from him is him talking about the atrocities. I haven't seen anything else. So what are you talking about?
There's a girl that's one of his influence. You know, they pay a bunch of these. You know,
yes. There's plenty of pretty girls around Charlie at all times.
So, you know, I'll have to find. I don't have it, but anyway, it's fairly. Oh, she made this claim. She's like, oh well, this girl that was. That they believed was killed, that was at the festival,
at the rave. Yeah,
and then she was paraded around in the back of the pickup truck naked. And everyone assumed she was dead. Well, she's alive, thank God. But somehow, this woman from TPUSA with Turning Point USA was saying, "Oh well, that's just an example of conservatives becoming bloodthirsty because they're trying to have revenge." But she's actually alive, so they should. It's like. Okay, so kidnapping her, that's okay?
Yeah.
Because she's alive?
So let's just be clear. This attack in Israel was against America as well. Anybody who thinks that it wasn't is naive.
You know who
and
doesn't
a fool.
Think it was? Tucker Carlson.
Yeah, and he's being naive and he's a fool.
Yeah.
He's absolutely being naive and a fool. This was an attack against America. Americans were killed. 26 Americans were killed. Many are being held hostage. And if you don't think that Iran felt that they got the green light to do this by Joe Biden gifting them their $6 billion back under all these false conditions, if you don't think they felt emboldened by what happened in Afghanistan 2 years ago, you're kidding yourself.
Yeah.
Because this president has only shown cowardliness, fecklessness. He's the worst president of our lifetime. And I used to think Jimmy Carter was bad, but
No, he's worse.
No.
No, here's
I would rather have Bill Clinton. I'd almost rather have Obama, even though I think he's pulling the strings. But he can't be thinking this is right.
So you'll love this. So this is the woman who who's a Turning Point USA rep. So her name is Morgan Ariel. It's Morgan Ariel is the Twitter handle. This is her bio. Christian activist, lioness for Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Truth seeker, TPUSA rep, fashion designer, and CEO at Shop One God. Okay. Firehouse Chi? I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway, We have been told for several days now that Shani Luke was brutally murdered and stripped naked by Hamas, and her mother is now coming forward with claims that she's alive in Gaza. I watch conservatives turn into bloodthirsty demons from these videos being propagated. Who's controlling the media? I mean, one, totally anti-Semitic. Two, watch conservatives turn into bloodthirsty demons. Who are the bloodthirsty demons? The people who kidnapped this woman and maybe didn't kill her, thankfully, but how many other people did they kill? This is insanity.
For sure they raped her. For sure they brutalized her. And for sure these people beheaded babies in their cribs. They burned families alive.
Yeah. I mean,
1,300 Jews slaughtered.
Yep.
What comes for Hamas will be to them.
Yeah.
Will be to them.
Absolutely.
May God have mercy on your soul. Because because Israel is going to be sending you straight to hell.
Yep.
Well, and that's just the truth. And people saying stuff like that, it's just ignorance. I mean, it's even just like, and Jason Whitlock is very influenced by Tucker. This idea that there's some kind of conspiracy in the media and surrounding these images that we're seeing or something like that. No, this is Hamas broadcasting
right. What
they're doing to the world. I mean, there's no conspiracy in that. I did like one of the videos I saw, though, of the Israeli police officers. Did you see this with the motorcycle? The motorcycle cops. Mm-hmm. They were chasing a van of terrorists, and the motorcycle cop is actually riding his motorcycle, firing his weapon, gets them, and then they encircle the van and they just barrage it with bullets.
Wow, like, I did not see
good
that.
Good for them,
doing their job.
Good for them.
Well, our prayers go
and
out.
Then, yeah, our prayers and our thoughts are with Israel, the land. And as Christians, as believers, we're called to pray without ceasing for peace in Jerusalem.
Yeah, we need to pray for peace.
Having been in Jerusalem, having been in Israel, it's an amazing place. You know, I met Arabs and Israelis living together in peace. There are folks in East Jerusalem who don't want that peace. There are people in the West Bank who don't want that peace. But I'm going to make a radical statement that I'm for one Israel. I'm for the repatriation of the West Bank and Gaza.
Well,
that's the only way those people are going to be free.
The one, yeah, I mean, this
now that, goes that, to, that's a big statement.
No, it is
the only way that, it's going to be
controversial.
Be free.
Controversial for sure. But the one thing that I will say, I think Noah Rothman wrote about this
in National Review,
or if it was somebody in, no, it was actually
catch
somebody
up on my
in
Noah Rothman.
The Spectator World, that this Hamas has just destroyed the chances of a two-state solution.
Yeah, Noah Rothman did write that. But this two-state solution was like this UN olive branch to terrorists. Because when every time they would draw it up, there is no way that Israel is going to let a Palestinian state operate along the mountain region on the east part of Israel, right, where it can look down into Israel and fire rockets at it.
Right.
There's no way.
I mean, it was
a pipe dream.
It's always been a non-starter for Israel, but they've always had the international community has always been something to aspire to. That is gone.
Okay.
That
you know gone. Where the Palestinian state exists? It exists in Egypt. It exists in Jordan. It exists in Lebanon. There are plenty of Palestinian Arabs who live there. And guess what? Neither one of those states have ever wanted to take the Palestinians.
Well, I mean, that's another part of the challenge.
That's right? Another part of the challenge.
So, because there is,
you know, there's.
I mean, you say, you know, I saw this a lot. The first, as this stuff just started coming out, was the biggest open air prison in the world, because they're, you know, where are they going to go to evacuate? Well, I mean, because they're bordered by Israel and the ocean. Well, Egypt is also a border. I mean, it's an Arab
Egypt's
state.
Not going to take them.
I mean,
no.
And
the dirty rotten secret is, each of those countries don't want anything to do with Hamas. They want nothing to do with Hezbollah. And they don't want anything to do with the quote-unquote Palestinian Arabs, each of whom may be Jordanian or Egyptian or Lebanese. They don't want them. And so they've left it to the UN and to the certain extent Israel to deal with. And every time Israel gives a little bit more, gives a little bit more. I mean, Israel left Gaza. They right. ordered their people out at gunpoint.
Right.
So Hamas has been running Gaza for a gazillion years.
And Israel provides the water and the power. And
they've cut it off. Well, that's so inhumane.
But
the Hamas in the tunnels, they have plenty of water and power.
Well, they've been taking the water pipes and making missile silos.
And making missile silos out of them. And they have 300 miles, I heard this morning, of tunnels underneath Gaza. 300 miles with air conditioning and water and power. And just they're ready to go. It's insane, and it's time for it to end.
They're using their people as the ultimate human shield.
Yep.
So,
and it's time for it. And then for our terrorist contingent in Congress, the squad. You know, if the Democrats had any guts, just like if the Republicans had any guts, if the Democrats had any guts, they would execrate them from the caucus.
Well,
They would just kick them out once and for all.
So
Sandy Cortez, lousy bartender from Westchester.
You have
Ilhan Omar, who has a Palestinian flag outside her office and an LGBTQ flag outside of her office,
which does not
make zero sense at all. Because if you were LGBTQ plus minus side in Palestine, you would be
getting executed.
You would be beheaded.
Yeah,
makes no sense. You would have no rights, and you'd be tossed off of a building.
Tlaib, you know, is Palestinian. She's a member of Congress.
Ilhan Omar, who married her brother to get in the United States, and
well, the point is that you have this is going to be a test on the Democratic side, and it will be interesting to see if how this plays, and what kind of is the base hardcore left of the Democratic Party influential enough to force an issue on Biden and his reelect or not.
Yeah.
And so,
and can Biden stay strong? Can he tact enough to where the rest of America
The TikTok on the inside story about the speech was a pretty interesting reporting. Wishy-washy phrases, the both-isms, that kind of thing. And he took all of that out to be completely clear. And so he's clearly surrounded him. I mean, there's definitely people around him who think they've got to appease.
They got to be in the mush.
Yeah.
The mushy
mood. And he's like, no mush. We're going to be crystal clear. So, kudos to him.
The lead headline of the Federalist, nice speech, Mr. President. Now let's stop appeasing terrorists. Can't agree more.
That pretty much sums it up.
Oh gosh, we're out of time. I could talk about this.
Well, prayers, we'll have more.
Prayer for peace
later
in Jerusalem. God bless those who are about to, may God be with those who are about to enter Gaza as soldiers. And
they're there now.
And and please be with those who have lost their loved ones.
Yep.
And please be with our country as we navigate this really difficult situation.
No question. Amen to that.
Amen to that.
Thanks, everybody.
God bless.
Have a good one.